Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greg Burke is here. Our club crawl buddy
Woo!
Is joining in here on the radio program. I mentioned Katie McMahon. I bet you on the club crawl and list of things to do and concerts to see and such.
Number one for Friday night.
You
it's
got
her
17th
annual.
Yeah.
You'll talk about later, but she used to be, she was the original lead vocalist for Riverdance.
Yep.
You don't think of dancing, you think of the dancing, but they have singing too.
All sorts of it.
And then she was in town to play the Orpheum and met a stagehand backstage, Ben. A great bass player, and fell in love, ended up leaving Riverdance and moving to Minneapolis. So it's her 17th annual Celtic Christmas, and the guests show up kind of like New Standards do at their holiday show this weekend.
Yeah.
They have all these special guests, the Quartermore champion dancers, the Young Gals, the Minnesota Boys Choir.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Just awesome. So Shaughnessy tomorrow night, plenty of tickets left. Also tomorrow, jazz piano, great. This guy, Bobby Lyle, is up at Crooners Friday and Saturday.
He's
couple
the best,
shows
man.
Of each night. He played with Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
He toured as a member of Sly and the Family Stone, the touring
Minneapolis
band.
Guy, too.
Yeah.
Twin Cities guy.
Yep. Anita Baker and Al Jarreau and everything. So he's at Crooners Friday and Saturday night.
If you like funky piano, too. I mean, Bobby Lyle's got it all over.
Yeah. Jazz, funk, everything.
Yep.
I'm not a big beat. I'm kind of a wide body, so, but that big beat EDM DJ stuff, one of the monsters of that, Deadmau5, is at the Armory Saturday night.
Really?
There's tickets left for that.
That's going to be a good good venue for that show.
Perfect.
Because that whole big floor, if you haven't been to the Armory yet, it's an amazing venue.
It's perfect for that.
It's arguably maybe my favorite venue in the Twin Cities now, really.
Yeah.
And I love a bunch of them. The Palace is cool, I've always loved the Dakota, all those things. But, man, that venue is just awesome. And all those bars.
I like going up, standing along the rail.
Yeah, I do too. But you go to a show and you want to get a cocktail, and often, you're waiting, and but at the Armory, each side, it's just nonstop bars.
Yep. Country this weekend, Fresh Texas Country. Sunny Sweeney, the great gal from Texas, is bringing a young whippersnapper with him, Alex Williams. So Saturday night, it's her fourth annual Dysfunctional Country Christmas tour. That'll be a ton of fun at the Caboose Saturday night.
That is echoes of Trailer Trash's, trashy little Christmas.
Yep. And then Sunday, the 40th annual Curtis A. and Friends tribute to John Lennon.
Yeah. How about that?
Which, when I say 40, well, he died 40 years ago. He calls up First Ave that day. Lennon, it comes out that he's been shot and killed. He says, we got to put something together.
Yeah.
And people just showed up at First Ave and sang his songs. They opened the club. And that's how it's the 40th annual on the 40th anniversary of his passing. On sales tomorrow, a couple things to mention. The first State Fair show, the Doobies 50th anniversary tour.
And Michael McDonald's back with the band now.
He's back, which some people love that. Some people.
Oh, I think it's great.
But, I mean, Tom Johnson, Patrick Simmons, three or four of the
John
originals
McPhee
have
and John
always,
McPhee,
yep, have who always
joined
been
in
there.
79 or whatever. Yeah.
Bob Michael McDonald's coming on. So that's on sale 10 tomorrow morning. Foreigner coming to Treasure Island in March on a Friday or Saturday. That's on sale tomorrow
Lou
morning.
Lou Graham, too? The whole deal or not?
Can't say.
Okay.
Can't say. The new standards, they are this weekend at their holiday shows in town. It's the Orpheum or the State, one or the other.
I think it's State
the
Theater.
The 8 o'clock show each night, Friday and Saturday, are sold out. There are tickets left for the 4 o'clock show.
Oh, some afternoon shows. Okay.
Yep, 4 o'clock on Saturday. So few tickets left for that. This is the big one with all the special guests. But tomorrow at 10 a.m., they also do every year at the end of December two shows at the Dakota.
So wow.
December, 29 and 30. Those will go quick.
So tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., those new standards, end of the month tickets go on sale.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good.
Big one for next Friday, looking ahead. We finally have, I have the lineup. I pulled it out of them for the TC Summer Jam. It's coming back to Canterbury. And the headliners, they're bringing Pitbull back. He was the second act on Saturday, but people loved him. They went nuts. They said it's
charismatic guy.
Incredible to deal with. So he's going to headline the Thursday night with Nelly and this guy Blanco Brown, who has his feet in between country and kind of that new R&B and soul and stuff. And then Friday night is Zach Brown Band.
You love that guy.
Bigger than that.
Yeah, he's
with
awesome.
The great country duo Low Cash, Third Eye Blind, and then Saturday, Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood on Saturday.
So this is great because it's big country and there's no Wii Fest this year. They're taking a year off.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you're going to have a lot of country fans going to this thing. Greg, has that expanded now this year to three nights?
No.
Because it was three last year.
But
it was three. Okay,
The prices are down.
I thought it was two for some
prices
reason.
Prices are down considerably per day. And last year, the premium, the VIP seats and up close, you had to buy a full three-day pass. And people weren't interested in
all three days.
Nice,
right.
This year, you can buy them individually.
You can do a la carte.
Big difference. And they didn't realize how many people were going to come down for the 2 or 3 days and camp out overnight. They're way expanding the camping.
Well, you know, you got to get one under your belt and figure out what the parameters are.
Absolutely. So next Friday, Ticketmaster or TCSummerJam.com. Those are on sale. Let's jump ahead real quick. New Year's Eve, if you want to get out. Rick Springfield coming to Mystic. Two shows.
Dude puts on a good show.
You can do the 6 o'clock show and be home by the, you know, before the craziness and the roads.
Well, you
can
do the Golden Corral at 4:30 first off. Get the early bird in, get some mashed potatoes.
He plays at 6 and 10.
Hot turkey, mashed potato sandwich, dinner special, and then off you go to Rick Springfield.
Romantic thing. Get the hotel down near Treasure Island in Red Wing and some great B&Bs down there. Cheap Trick is down at Treasure Island on New Year's Eve. This is a cool one. There's an alcohol-free New Year's Eve. The great Haley Bonner, one of the top local acts. Lydia Liza, who had a big feature in City Pages last week.
She's
some
amazing.
Comedians. Yeah. So it's an alcohol-free, brought to you by Hazleton. They're supporting it. It's New Year's Eve at the Parkway Theater, if that's your thing. Will be fun. Liz Winstead back in town. Great comedian. She always looks back at the year. A couple shows at the Cedar. There's one the night before and then New Year's Eve. But this year, she's looking back at the early 2000s, the whole decade of the 2010s.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
We've done this segment on different radios for a number of years. Did we ever have a hot mic moment? I'm trying to remember if we've had, you know, the mic was on and, you know, then we think we're in a commercial break or something or whatever. And then we're BSing, we're talking, and suddenly salty language, we're in the gutter, you know.
But 20 years ago, there was a couple of times I came in at 6:30 to do a 7:30, and there was a couple of times when you questioned you were going to let me on air or not.
That was true. That was no.
You cut off the hot mic situation before it had a chance to happen.
I'm not sure you're in shape here to do a club crawl this morning because you were out crawling the club last night. You were crawling that club as of like an hour ago, it looks like. That was you. I got an email here. This one from 2011. President Nicolas Sarkozy, the Group 20 Summit. And, boy, this is a big one here. I remember when this happened, too. He was hanging out with President Obama. And Sarkozy called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I just think he's a liar. I mean, the mic was hot. Oops. Oopsie daisy. I think he's a liar. Or it was more like, I think he is a liar. Or something along those lines. And then Obama rejoined, you're fed up with him. I have to deal with him even more often than you. Oopsie daisy. Oopsie. Those hot mics. You got to be careful when them mics are on or off. Greg, let's do a quick recap on those on sales that we were talking about just a minute ago. Because there's some big shows. This is good stuff.
The first State Fair show, Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary tour. So Michael McDonald come along 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Foreigner coming to Treasure Island in March, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Okay. The New Standards at the end of December for two nights at the Dakota, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And next Friday, 10 o'clock, TC Summer Jam.
Week from tomorrow, okay.
Yep, you can get the lineup there.
And then you can get your, you know, VIPs, as you said. You had last year, if you're going to get a VIP, you had to buy all 3 days, all 3 nights. And now you can just, I just want to go Thursday and get VIP. You can just buy the Thursday. That's nice. That's really good. I'm a musical theater fan, always have been, you know, did the shows when I was a kid and all that kind of stuff. Still love musicals to this day. And the tack, obviously, the way that from an aesthetic and historical perspective, some of these are being put on. Obviously, I'm talking about Hamilton as sort of a guiding light of what I'm saying. is amazing, you know, because it brings modern music into the fold, just like musicals have always done. And so we've got certainly one example of that among others. So, yeah, kick in, man. What do we got? Musicals.
Okay. Going on right now through December 22nd, and we're getting this because of the Ordway and their people. They grab this is like the stop before Broadway.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes to Broadway after this.
Yep.
But this was Broadway in London is the West End. The theater's in the West End. This was huge. It's called Six.
So this is the one. I'm alluding to the Hamilton.
Right.
I think,
because it's a modernized, refreshed history. It's done in a pop concert format about the six wives of Henry VIII. So they kind of finally get their due, get their say,
nice.
A little bit about what they thought of Henry VIII.
I'm sure.
And share stories and so, but done as it's energetic and fun and won a slew of awards over there in London. So I'm sure next year at next year's Tonys, it'll be things. And speaking of the Tony Awards, starting next Tuesday, only for five nights at the Orpheum, is the band's visit. One of the biggest winners of all time. 10 Tonys this year, including Best Musical, the Grammy for Best Theatrical Music Album for the cast, basically, thing. And it's the band's visit. It's about this Arab band flies into Israel. They're going to go play at this in this small town at the Arab Center. And because of the accent, he says the wrong name of the city that they want to bus to. And they end up with this teeny little Israeli town. And,
The Purim, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Of Israel.
With no Arab center. Yeah. And it's just the way, because they're musicians, they start playing in the local places and the people fall in love. And it just builds it. So it's a feel good story, but great music. It's super fun. And there's a reason it won all those Tonys. So that's next Tuesday, opening night. That's probably sold out, but right through Sunday next week at the Orpheum.
And like a lot of great musicals over the years, West Side Story, certainly among many, many others, there's a social conscience thread that runs through this entertainment that you're seeing, that you're laughing at, that you're, you know, enjoying. And, you know, the subtext of it all is people need to get along.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. Yep. One more musical note. One of the biggest ones also on Broadway, Disney's Frozen, goes on sale Friday, tomorrow morning also.
Okay.
It's here in May for 3 weeks. So Disney's Frozen, a great family, a kid one.
Oh, yeah.
So that goes on sale. One more Disney note, Disney on Ice is at the Excel Center. Great family thing. Tonight, daytime shows tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, daytime and evening shows all 4 days starting tonight.
And with the Disney on Ice, you're going to get some of the Frozen characters, but then you're going to get the Mickey and the Minnie and all the things.
Everything, some other December shows we talked about this weekend, but just looking ahead, next Thursday, the Blenders, who are pioneers of a cappella. I think that it was a college in Indiana or something where they all met. But they've moved kind of past that. Now they're soul and doo-wop and pop, and they bring a band with them, but they're still killer, and they come here for three nights. It's a fourth. Thursday through Sunday at the Pantages, kicking off next week. Cantus, I love them. I love the Pops concert every year. The Christmas one, good. They're classical, choral, all-men's group.
Yep.
They kick off 12 concerts in December. Next Thursday is the first one at Westminster Church. But cantussings.org, you can get all the info or get my club crawl, which we'll talk about in a second.
We will. And what a great place to see Cantus in the Westminster Presbyterian Church. Because it's all, you know, it's
soaring
a church.
Soaring vocals up to the roof.
The acoustics in there are amazing. And the layout of the upper balcony is almost like the Grand Old Opry, like a semicircle, you know, so sort of like not a bad seat in that house. And it's true.
There you go.
So that'll be a fun place.
We spoke about Bobby Lyle coming to Crooners, also at Crooners. The Bobby Lyle of Minnesota is possibly Tom Hunter, one of the blessed blues and boogie piano players. And he's doing
Let me step back here for you, Mr. Boston, who's lived here a long time.
25 years.
Just to be clear, Bobby Lyle is from Minnesota.
Okay.
All right. So,
But he's gone national.
I want to be clear about this.
Tommy's doing a Blue Christmas, and he's bringing in, there's 100 country songs you've listened to or rock songs where Frank Johns, the Nashville session guitar player, Frank Johns was a guitar player and did those licks that you play air guitar to.
Yeah.
He's coming in. He knows Tommy. Tommy's bringing him in to play this show December 14th at Crooners. Tickets are going quick. But that's going to be an amazing show.
That is a great lineup that you've got for us, my friend. Any more? I mean, are there
Mystic has these six country, kind of country, one Celtic Christmas shows, all these great women to come in town. The Celtic Women Friday night sold out. Martina McBride sold out Saturday, but you could still get tickets. Winona Judd and the Big Noise next Thursday down at Mystic, and then the great Sarah Evans doing her country Christmas show December 22nd, and wrapping up the Bad Plus.
Oh, I love those guys.
The modern jazz band, true pioneers kind of that genre. They are doing their annual run at the Dakota. Tickets going to December 25th through the 29th. The Bad Plus at the Dakota. I'd grab your tickets now.
Yeah, get on those. No finer group than and especially if you've liked jazz and avant-garde sounds. Yep. Yep, that's the way to go. tcclubcrawl@hotmail.com, yep. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to send me an email, that's it. tcclubcrawl@hotmail.com. I'll start sending you Club Crawl. It's the only email you'll get from me. No junk, no spam. The last time I was in, 10, 12 people sent me an email. Not one has sent back saying stop sending me. It's a lot to absorb, but all this info's on there. You get it all in one place.
Good to see you, Greg. Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
There's a Club Crawl with Greg Burke here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.